Hello, my name's Caitlin McDonald, and this is the Social Speak Network podcast. In this episode, I will be interviewing Stephen Merrigan of Merrigan Media. Though multifaceted in the field of marketing, Stephen has become a true expert as it relates to developing an online marketing strategy that ties in perfectly around your product or service. With his online expertise, you can rest easily knowing that your website is going to generate interest with eye-catching copy that your future customers and future patients are going to want to read. So please join me in giving Stephen a warm welcome to the
episode. Welcome, Stephen. We're so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, to kick things off, tell us a little bit about your background in digital marketing.
Yeah, I started back in the early 2000s now, I guess it would have been, as an affiliate marketer. Back then, if you had any kind of search marketing knowledge, no matter how rudimentary, it was like printing money. Affiliate marketing basically is arrangements with other companies who give you a commission based on the sales that you send them. And so I would create ads, develop a sort of search marketing strategy, and send business leads. And the profit I made was much greater than what I spent on the ads. So it was just, invest a little, make a lot. Unfortunately, as more marketers learned about this, it became a lot more competitive. And not only competitive, the search engines themselves had to come up with basically rules, more rules to sort of govern this. So there was no scamming, to say the least. And, by the time 2008 rolled around, the margins were so thin, it just wasn't economically viable any longer. But I had already amassed all this expertise and experience, so I decided to start using that to consult businesses who, there was no commission. They get 100% of the profits.
Right.
So them paying for my time.
Great. I've found that a lot. I interviewed viewing different agency owners that, if you're one of those businesses that's been around for a while, really it was learning kind of as you go to start and then creating something that you can replicate over and over again for clients. So your business focuses on inbound and search marketing. Can you describe how this differs from content marketing or digital marketing in general?
Yeah, in general, I mean, digital marketing, sort of encapsulates all marketing through digital media as a whole. Whereas, I don't know if you're familiar, like back before digital marketing, we had this concept of paid, owned, and earned media. And it still applies in digital marketing. There's paid media, which is sort of your CPC ads. Earned media, which is your Facebook shares or people blogging about you. And then your own media, which, may be your website. So what we have is what I focus in the search marketing is more of paid and owned media.
Gotcha.
I pay for ads to send it to your own media, your website. Whereas content marketing is more focused on earned media, using owned media, but focusing on earning that, which in turn is actually comes back to search marketing as sort of a tool that earned media and how it creates the own media reinforces your SEO.
Right. So do you recommend, if somebody's working with you, do you recommend that they're also doing content marketing as well?
Yeah.
Or can your solution really be standalone?
No, it can't be standalone. There's things that I do that sort of prepare the website for SEO. But it's content marketing is also a big piece of that. And search engine, the SEO guys should work very closely with the content marketers. The content marketers are going to do what they need to do to get that earned media. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't have some SEO implications in mind, some keywords and things that work together. But they're two distinct expertise, but they work hand in hand.
Great. And then what current trends are you seeing for health centers with search marketing in 2019 or in general in 2019?
Yeah. So, the last few years, the big thing is millennials, right? And
yes.
They're very savvy and they're getting all their their information from search from their phone quick. And so what you're seeing is a lot of these health centers, and especially the Mayo Clinic and others, you'll see they are focused on making sure that that answer is readily available in the search results to sort of identify that. Because millennials, they don't want to dig through a lot of information. They want the answer quick, and they got to move on, and they're busy. They got to move on to the next task.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. One thing that we've seen work well, because we focus a lot on the content marketing side, but what we've seen really well going along with that is answering that question in the first couple of sentences and then providing kind of that keyworded fluff content afterwards.
Yeah,
in order to have a maximum benefit for search engine optimization, but you're providing people what they want immediately.
That's right.
Yeah. And then Stephen, are there any tactics that were expected to perform well or had a lot of hype, but failed to take hold in 2018?
Yeah. Honestly, I don't subscribe to any hype.
Yeah.
after, two decades nearly doing this, you kind of learn there's a right way and there's no other way. There's really no shortcuts in doing this. Mm-hmm. The trick has always been the same. It's creating engaging, usable media that solves a need or want. And it's always been that way and always will be that way, right? Search engines, they're a business too. And no matter how you share your media, Facebook, anything, they have a business model, and their business model also needs to be profitable. And if they're providing people with bad solutions or bad search results, then their business model is failing and people are going to stop using them. So if you stick with that in the back of your mind, that these are businesses as well, and their model depends on people getting the information they want, then you can never steer yourself wrong.
That's a great perspective to have there. Stick with what works, stick with providing that valuable content, and
right.
It most likely it will work out.
Yeah. Yeah. No tricks needed. Just do what's right. Eventually it'll work out.
Great. Great. And then what are the top three things that a health or wellness center should be doing online to see a return from their digital marketing efforts?
Yeah. The top three things I look for right away, and I look to optimize if there's any issues, is your site hierarchy. And that's basically the way the site is built and organized, how the information is organized on your website, from page, which is using your H1 tags properly, H2 tags, et cetera, to how your menu is organized, and the menu would be organized by the URLs, and making sure you're using proper subdirectories and lining everything up in an organized method. Site speed is also critical. Slow websites, especially with millennials, you're going to get a high bounce rate.
People. Well, especially with mobile viewing increasing, there might not be a good connection or something like that. And so it's really, really important to have the site streamlined and load quickly.
Yes. Yeah. It will kill your SEO efforts, all your organic mm-hmm. efforts if it's slow, and it will also increase your bounce rate and kill your paid efforts. So it's absolutely critical.
Now, let's talk about that just for a little bit. We've seen a lot of our clients, they want to have their site visually appealing and everything. And so they send over the highest quality photos that they can find. What techniques do you have for anyone who's just updating, let's say, a WordPress website for their practice or something, updating a blog post? What advice do you have for people to shrink those image sizes or to make sure that page load time is fast?
Yeah, so I'm not the dev expert, but I do provide information to them through my tools that I get. So what I see a lot is there's a way to compress the images, and especially in WordPress, there's plugins for that, help with site speed. So I would talk to your dev, have him look into those plugins. The number one thing you can start with is just go to Google Site Speed, and you can just Google Site Speed, and it will check the speed of your website in both desktop and mobile. And it will provide you with literally a list of things you can do to speed up your site. So easy, absolutely free. First thing I do.
That's great advice there. And then I think you had one other thing, one other top tip as well.
Yeah. So another thing I look at is the site copy, the content, right? And is it engaging? What happens is, for organic search, especially if someone comes to your site in the search results and they don't find that content engaging, and they leave, Google and other search engines will see that as a signal that, hey, that web page was not interesting for that person who used that search term, and it will just demote you. So you have to make sure you're not just putting keyword stuff content. It actually has to be engaging and keep people on the site and engage them for a certain amount of time, so that when someone uses that search term and they do make it to your site, as you start gaining some ranking, that they stick to it and then you keep that ranking. Sometimes you'll look in Google Analytics and you'll see that a huge spike in organic traffic for a day, and you'll wonder what happened there. It's that you got some rank and it didn't stick, and then you lost it. So that is a huge, huge thing that we look for, is making that website sticky.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, something that we've seen work really well is, let's say it is a blog post that you've written, put links to other blogs in there, put links to other resources in there, try and get somebody to stay on the site as long as you can.
Well, even if you get someone to leave the site, what happens is that they took action on that site, it goes from being a bounce to a non-bounce.
Yes.
Right? Huge benefit. Even if you're taking them to another site to get more info, it's better than them leaving your site.
Yes. Oh, what great insight that is. Definitely. Perfect. And then what's the top strategy that should be followed, but often marketing teams get wrong?
Yeah, they're all top strategies, right? And, but the one thing that people miss out on is, you know, we're always focused on, you know, links, blogs, the content, sharing, social, paid ads. And what most companies just forget about is the website itself and how it is built, the site hierarchy. It is so crucial that the data is organized in a way that search engines can read it. And what you have is, you have a lot of developers that are, they're really smart, they're really keen, but they may not have any formal education in it. And they can build beautiful websites. They're very artistic, but they have, the foundation isn't behind that website to set it up for success. So the number one thing that I look at, as I mentioned a minute ago, is the site hierarchy, how it's built, and if search engines can read it.
Great. And is there any way to check your website if you're getting worried that maybe yours isn't structured properly?
Yeah, html.org. Let me pull up the URL for you. It has a free tool.
Oh, great. So I will put that link in the description. So if you're listening today, please go to that description if you are curious or wondering about your site hierarchy and if everything's working as well as it could be for you.
Yes, it's HTML5 Outliner. It's absolutely free and very basic. If you forget the URL, just Google HTML5 Outliner. It'll come up. But the URL is GSNEDDERS. I have absolutely no idea what that means. .html5.org/outliner.
Great. Perfect. So I will be sure everybody gets that link.
I'm sending it through to you right now just to be sure it's
wonderful.
Because I know that's kind of a weird URL.
Yeah. Perfect. I got it here.
Cool.
Wonderful. Great. So, Stephen, I want to learn more about your business. You started Merrigan Media. You focus on search engine marketing. Tell us a little bit about your services, your company. You've alluded to some of the things that you do, but let's see if we can understand it a little bit more.
Yeah, I sort of start, you know, with grassroots plans, from building the inbound marketing strategy, full inbound marketing strategy, though I'll discuss in a minute how I can't do all of it. But building the overall inbound marketing strategy, looking at the website, making sure the foundations are solid, working on SEO, keyword research, paid advertising, taking that all together. And then I start working with, you know, outsourcing and working with other teams of content marketing, website development, social media marketing, et cetera. I pull them all in together with what I have from my clients to build an integrated marketing strategy across all those segments: paid media, earned media, and owned media.
Great. And what type of clients do you focus on mostly?
Yeah, I get clients, you know, from every vertical. A lot lately have been startups, actually. You know, they're basically, they got their funding. They have some history of success. Maybe they have a new product and they need the full inbound. They need to make sure that their investment is going right. They need that exposure first. They understand it's not going to be direct response from the beginning. Some of this is high ticket price, you know, some of this SaaS stuff, you know, it's tens of thousands of dollars a year, right? So inbound is very, very important. How to lead nurture once they learn of your product, keep it in back of mind. So when a year from now, when the tenders come due and they need to make that big purchase decision, we're there.
Awesome. That's great. That's great. So let's see, lastly, are there any search engine marketing strategies that you're currently testing that you don't think other agencies are really implementing for their clients?
I'm not testing anything there, but there is something that other agencies are missing out on, huge clients are missing out on, and it's structured snippets.
Mm.
And it is literally a gold mine for a business. And I've been doing this for a few years since they started, and we've had huge success. Now the market's thinning out a little bit, but there are not enough people using structured snippets. And what structured snippets are, it's like when we talked about millennials, when they search a question and the answer comes right up in the search results, right? That is because a website has structured snippets. It's a little bit of coding on the page that will trigger it, so it will come up in that search result. And not near enough people are doing this. And it's literally Google just handing you a golden ticket, right? Right now, in a couple of years when everyone's doing it, it won't be any longer. But your website could have a rank of 20th. But if you have a structured snippet for a question that no one else has, you'll still get that top spot, right? So if you answer that question and no one else does, even though your rank is so low, you'll have that position. And if they click to learn more, then your website link will be there above all else. And if when people click on that link, the site is actually engaging, like we talked about earlier,
yes,
then that will help. You know, the search engine will see that. They like that site. That will help your overall SEO increase.
Yes. Oh, and structured snippets, they have been out for a few years, and you're absolutely right. You know, you might implement them every once in a while, but not on every site or not on every page. And so that is something that's very easy. You know, once you know what you're doing, it can be very easy, or your web developer can do it. Just to make sure that you're getting that extra boost. It has been kind of a slow implementation process. You're right, where it's a gold mine, but not many people are doing it.
They're not. And, you know, I still have clients. Every day someone contacts me and they have no idea what I'm talking about. And they've been, you know, trying to market their business for years. And this is, like you said, this has been out for a few years. And it's the number first thing I do. Well, structured snippets. I mean, you've got a blog, you're putting answers in that blog. And we need to make sure it's on those pages.
Absolutely. What great insight. Thank you. Then is there anything else I should have asked but I didn't?
I don't think so. I like to keep a little bit to myself. So
yeah.
Pay me, right?
Oh, goodness. Yes. Well, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today, Stephen. It's been a pleasure learning some of your expertise and hearing about the site hierarchy, Google site speed, making sure your website copy is all up to date where it should be, and then also that link. So we'll be sure to put that link into the description of this podcast as well, because that is very important to make sure that you're checking out.
Absolutely. And don't forget about the Google site speed. It's a free tool and also critical to use. And I'll send you the link directly to that as well.
Perfect. Well, wonderful. Thank you again, Stephen. I appreciate you being on. So again, that was Stephen Merrigan with Merrigan Media. And it was such a pleasure to have him on the show today. If you take a look in the description of this podcast episode, there are two links in there that you should be sure to bookmark on your browser and at least share with your web developer if your practice has one. The first is that HTML5 site hierarchy tool, and then the second one was the Google site speed. So both of those will give you insights into if there is room for improvement with your website. And then additionally, ask about those site snippets, the page snippets. If you do a Google search for some sort of treatment or ailment, typically WebMD or another notable website and company will show up there, but you can also show up there with a page snippet as well. So thank you again to Stephen. I'm Caitlin McDonald. This is the Social Speak Network podcast. We are on iTunes and Podbean. If you found this episode to be educational and helpful for your marketing, I urge you to subscribe. Thanks so much, and I'll see you on the next podcast episode.